This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our guest in this half of the show is Brad King. He's a nutritional researcher and one of Canada's leading health experts. He's written 11 books, or this is your 11th, I guess.
That's correct.
And Dirty Diets, Exposing the Dietary Lies That Are Keeping You From Looking and Feeling Your Best. Brad, you talked about cutting back on fat but adding sugar. What are some of the other things that the dietary industry is doing that is, helping people keep their weight on?
Making a lot of money off of us. It's no different than the drug industry. You know, if the drug industry really wanted us to get better, they would create drugs that actually worked without side effects, and they would answer the problems. They wouldn't mask a problem. And they're not doing that. That's what the natural industry does, and that's what us taking care of ourselves does. And, you know, this is why we're having such a big problem with Health Canada these days, is because, Health Canada is trying to put all these stipulations on natural products and try to give, an even playing ground, so to speak, to the drug industry and the health industry. And it makes no sense because there's never been a single death reported from a natural product, but there are thousands upon thousands of them every single year, from people taking drugs. And we're not talking about, people smoking crack here. We're talking about people taking pharmaceutical drugs in a well-documented situation, whether it's in a hospital or their doctors are prescribing these things. So, it's no different with the diet industry. The diet industry, if we got lean, they wouldn't be able to sell us anything anymore. So I think, another thing is the calorie story, where all calories are the same, and calories in has to equals calories out, or if you want to lose weight, you have to take in less calories than the body burns. And that is just not the fact. That is not how the human body works. If it did, then every single person that had been on their first diet would have solved their problem. They would not be on 10 diets or 20 diets or a diet every single year of their life.
Brad, I want to come back to that, but you mentioned something about pharmaceuticals that got me interested. I'm wondering in your research on this book, Dirty Diets, whether you found that if there's certain pharmaceuticals that are making people fat.
It's not that the pharmaceuticals are making people fat. I think a byproduct of what they do to our hormones, and a lot of them will do this, where they can mess up anything from the thyroid gland to the insulin metabolism to helping us, literally lose our metabolic tissue, which is muscle tissue. Anything like that is going to create a byproduct of a lowered metabolic rate. I don't care, who is saying what about this. That is just a fact. If you mess up the hormonal structure of the body, then the body will not be able to burn the same amount of calories as it did before. And, it's very much the same as when people go on a calorically deprived diet, you're fooling your own brain into thinking there's a problem. We are the same people that were here thousands of years ago. It's the same machine. It takes thousands of years to change the machine, genetically speaking. So we have very different foods than we had thousands of years ago. So if you start messing up that fuel and that machinery, what ends up happening is with a diet, it's been shown that for every pound of fat people lose on whatever calorically deprived diet they're on, they can also lose 1 pound of metabolically active tissue. That's your muscle tissue. So I coined this phrase 13 years ago when I wrote my best-selling book, Fat Wars. I said, people who go on these diets become smaller fat people. I call it the smaller fat person syndrome, because they go off the diet, they may lose a few pounds, once again looking at something like a bathroom scale, but they never differentiate where that weight is coming from. And if they become a smaller fat person, even though they may weigh less, they gain back all the weight, and then they gain back a few extra pounds for insurance purposes, and that's insurance against another perceived famine. Proven that when we lose just 10% of our overall weight, levels of a chemical in the brain called norepinephrine can decline by about 50%, and then we can't burn fat fat for energy. So there are ways to counter that as well.
Brad, I was going to ask you, you know, one of the things that it seems like, you know, that people go on diets and then they come off them. Is there something in the food, though, that makes us want to eat more of it?
Well, sure there are. I mean, listen, it's called sugar, and it's called MSG, monosodium glutamate. I mean, that's why a lot of these restaurants put it in, and that's why a lot of restaurants are banning it now, because people are starting to get a little smarter, and they're starting to say, hey, I don't want things like that, because they're causing me, according to the research, which has been shown over and over again, they're causing people to go back over and over and over again for food. I mean, let's face it, 40% of these 17,000 products that are introduced into the market every single year and have been for the last 30 or 40 years, they're made of basically three ingredients. We're talking about soy, we're talking about wheat, and we're talking about vegetable oil. And then we add in, you know, all of our cool little colors and whatever sweetening agents we want, and we come up with 40% of what you see on store shelves. That's pretty scary. Soy was never part of our evolutionary existence. Wheat was never part of our evolutionary existence. And the way we process vegetable oil, that was never part of our evolutionary existence. So you can imagine when we keep gunking up the machinery like we have been, no wonder we have so many problems. I mean, Dave, there are confused people out there. They don't know what to do. You know, they go to stores and they buy fat burners because they think that's going to answer all their question. And it doesn't. All it does is it helps people burn a little bit of fat, but if they don't change who they are, and that actually starts upstairs with the mind, the subconscious mind, then they're going to keep falling back into those negative patterns.
Okay, Brad, at the beginning of the show, you said that you tell people the secret of mobilizing their fat and getting rid of it. What are some of those secrets, and are there any supplements that can, you know, you've trashed supplements, you've trashed drugs. Is there anything that
well,
does work?
Trashed supplements, what I talked about was the wrong types of supplements. There are good supplements out there that actually help the body use more fat as energy. I'll give you a couple of examples. When I spoke about going on these diets and losing our norepinephrine, that's our chemical that motivates us, that makes us feel fantastic. When we're in love, we have high levels of that chemical in the brain. You can stimulate that chemical by taking three ingredients, according to the research. One is a green tea extract called epigallocatechin gallate. Don't even worry about that. It's just called EGCG green tea. The other one is called guaranine, which comes from the South American herb called guarana. And the other one is called matine, which comes from another South American herb called called yerba mate. All three of those are found in a product called Lean Energy. You can take a cocoa extract and a cayenne extract that help to stimulate more of that natural production in the body. That's a product called Ultimate Calorie or Ultimate Calorie Burn. And then what you need to do is you need to block the sugars from coming in the body. What's the best way to do that? Don't eat sugar. Don't eat bread. Don't eat pasta. Don't eat rice. Are people going to do that? No, they're going to go and eat those foods anyway because we're addicted to them. So the next best thing to do is take natural ingredients that are being sold as drugs with a lot of side effects out there, by the way, but natural ones like starch and fat blockers. We have one called the Ultimate Starch and Fat Blocker that comes from white kidney bean that has human clinical research on it, phazolamin it's called, and that has been shown to block up to 60% of the starch calories coming in from a meal. So when I go out, and I'm not a saint all the time, I eat as well as I can, but I just got back from Jamaica on vacation, and I ate a lot of junk food because that's my time to let loose, and I had my starch and fat blocker, my Ultimate Starch and Fat Blocker, every single time I sat down to eat the wrong kind of foods, and I came back in better shape in 10 days than before I left.
So, Brad, in terms of exercise and mobilizing the fat, what can people do?
You know, once again, people need to do something a little out of the norm or maybe from what they've heard before. And it's not as simple as just jumping on a treadmill and going for a walk over, you know, a 60-minute period of time. People do not burn burn nearly enough calories when they do very slow forms of cardio activity. What the research is showing conclusively is we need higher intensity interval training. Now, this isn't for everyone, Dave, because there are some people out there that are really out of shape. They've got to work up to this type of thing. But interval training and high intensity means you get into the gym or you exercise in the privacy of your own home or wherever you want, but you do it as hard as you can, taking very short rests, and you can do it in as short as a 4-minute period or 20 minutes or an hour, depending on what kind of shape you're in. And that could be as simple as going for sprints. I'll use myself as an example. When I'm in a hurry, I do a 20-minute workout. I do a 3-minute warm-up. Then I do a 30-second all-out sprint on a treadmill, and then I do a minute and a half rest, and I do 8 intervals of that with a 5-minute cool down. It's a little over 20 minutes, but I am revved for the entire day. That's just one example of what high intensity, short duration is all about. Your body is more able to burn calories, not just while you're in the gym or doing the exercise, but for many hours after you finish the exercise.
Brad, that's really interesting, and I hope that people, you know, pick up your book, because it's fascinating the amount of information you have on
Thank
here. Why don't you give you a plug for your book and tell people where they can get more information on it?
Yeah, you know, it'll be available at dirtydiets.com. People can get more information on that. That website will be up later this week, and it's also available right now only at health food stores. So it's not even in the bookstores yet. If they want to get an electronic version, all they need to do is go to Amazon, and it is available right now only on Kindle.
Brad King, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks.
Well, that's it for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening. Thank our producers, Reg Fair, and producers across the country that are making the show available to you. I hope that you have a great, healthy week, and stay tuned for Health Happenings after this.